200 years ago, in 1814, monarchs and diplomats gathered at the Congress of Vienna to redraw the map of Europe after the Napoleonic Wars, the architects of a new international system. 100 years ago, the First World War broke out. The leaders in 1914 have been described as sleepwalkers stumbling into catastrophe. This week, a conference in Salzburg is asking if the leaders of today are architects or sleepwalkers. Bethany Bell reports.
The leaders who assembled in Vienna 200 years ago had seen their empires threatened by revolution.
In a short film, the historian Margaret Macmillan reflects on the relevance of 1814
societies and Europe. A long period of nearly unbroken peace lasted for almost a century.
And 1914.
100 years later, the statesmen of 1914 were described as either deliberately choosing or sleepwalking into a war the extent of which they had never imagined. What will the historians of the future say about us? Are we architects or sleepwalkers?
That's one of the questions being considered at a conference at Schloss Leopoldskron in Salzburg. I asked Edward Mortimer from the Salzburg Global Seminar if 2014 is in any way comparable to 1814 or 1914.
What's sort of slightly uncanny, given that we had decided to focus so much on this centenary, this has turned out to be a very eventful year, with, you know, which looks as though it might well be seen as a turning point in retrospect. The crisis in Ukraine at the beginning of this year, I don't think many people had any idea that it was going to escalate to the point that it has. And equally, the anarchy in the Middle East and the way that Iraq and Syria have come together in a sort of single perfect storm. Clearly, you know, this is a moment of great flux in at least those two places.
The former Prime Minister of Australia, Kevin Rudd, says Europe and the Middle East are not the only areas of concern.
I think anyone who's realistic, looking at the stresses on the international order today, would say that we are in not exactly the casualty ward, but we are showing significant stress fractures. And I speak primarily from my own hemisphere, which is Asia. We have so many fault lines that any one of them is capable of erupting at any time. If we are wise, and that requires strong political leadership and it requires people to see the signs of the times, then we'll act early. And if we're not wise, then I fear we'll wake up one day, certainly in Asia, in the midst of a crisis from which it might be very difficult to pull back.
Many at the conference seem to share the pessimism about the future. The Secretary General of the OSCE, Lamberto Zanier, who's been dealing with the Ukrainian crisis, says he's concerned about the splits in the international community.
I'm worried, personally. I see an erosion of healthy values. The risk is that we lose our way and we may face a situation of turmoil.
But Gerald Knaus from the European Security Initiative says Europe should be more optimistic. Sitting by the castle's lake where scenes from The Sound of Music were filmed, he told me that much has changed for better in recent years.
We haven't been all too bad as architects in the last few years. Because as there is crisis all around Europe, some of the things that we've built in the last 10, 15, 20 years, I mean EU enlargement, NATO enlargement, are standing the test of time. I mean, what we see, the real anniversary I think we should be talking about, in addition to World War I, is countries like Poland joining the EU, joining NATO 10, 15 years ago. And we now discover, with all these crises, how crucial, how important this was. And if we would discover this, we would discover that we know how to do certain things. And perhaps the secret to deal with the current crisis is to look back at what we've done right in the last generation.
That was Bethany Bell reporting. The time is 18 minutes.